All right, everyone, welcome back to the Tomo Podcast. We have a special guest today, Brielle. She's back for round two.
Hello. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi, yo.
Hi, Josh.
I think we should hear how
it's
this sounds.
It's been a very long time.
Recorded.
And then we
Hi,
have,
this is Jay Clouds.
And then speaking. We have the regular squad, Josh, Jeremy, Garrett.
Big D, Ray.
And Raymond.
If you guys didn't know, that's my cousin, Brielle.
Don't be talking about Grindr.
We are not related.
Yes, we are. That is his cousin.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
I'm kidding.
I mean,
I'm
family's kidding. Family.
Vin Diesel,
you think she'll pick you on.
I brought my dog here today.
They're literally all over Facebook.
The power of family.
Someone moving
that
mic a lot. Who moving the mic a lot? You.
That ain't me. I didn't do that.
That got to be you. You always
tripping.
Going like this.
Whatever, like any experiences that, like crazy or like weird or strange, because
I've experienced it
okay,
all. It all. I've been jizzed on.
Jizzed on.
What the fuck?
Okay.
Pissed on.
Pissed on. I've experienced like literally everything.
Did they ask to smell your feet?
Huh? All right, real.
Oh yeah, I've had my toes sucked at a strip club.
Wow.
Like I'm all telling right.
can
you, like
you?
I've.
Can you explain
crazy.
This?
Why am I hearing,
Gary?
I'm just kidding.
Hey, I want to go Brielle. Home.
Can you get my toe?
Can you explain?
That's what I'm saying. Like I worked in a strip club, like what did I say? Like from 2012 to 2019.
Can you explain
it's
this
that
to
long.
Us? Me and Jeremy
nah,
both.
8 years.
Me and Jeremy both experienced this. The When they're giving us a dance, they like were breathing on our ear. Like
what the hell?
Like breathing in our ear.
Breathing on
well,
ear.
Well, let's try to like turn you guys
breath.
On.
And
maybe
just
to
like,
make you guys tip.
I'll be like, you need a tick test.
Oh, and disclaimer. When I say like jizzed on, I mean like a guy, I didn't fucking have sex with them. They were fucking drunk and pulled out their dick. Well, I was like not on them, but I was like getting ready to leave the dance.
What
and
the
jizz
heck?
Was like.
Oh,
you know.
Know what the fuck
it was a squirter. They got kicked out. It was in Hollywood.
What dang. The
at Blue Zebra.
Dang,
what the
crazy. Yeah, it was fucking gross.
Like that's fucking crazy.
Damn, that's insane.
I'm sorry.
Damn, that's
yeah
nasty.
So I've like experienced
because I can't I'm like how does that happen.
It's super like it's super fucking dark back there, like it's like almost pitch black and like you have to like know like I had my money bag and shit on the floor, so I'm like picking up everything, so I'm like not looking like at what the dude's doing. I'm thinking like he's getting ready to like fucking leave. Well, he's like fucking jacking off.
Dang.
Yeah,
so he pulled it out like right at the end or
yeah
like, yeah oh dang that's crazy.
But I get that fucking little ding-a-ling out of here.
Yeah,
this guy.
It's crazy. Josh,
and you got spit on too.
What
I've pissed gotten on? Like pissed on by
pissed
drunk.
On.
Drunk.
You got pissed
piss,
on.
Pissed drunk. Like giving a lap dance and they start peeing.
What do you do in that situation?
I get up immediately and I'm like, you're done. And then I tell like a manager and then I go fucking take a shower because that shit's disgusting.
There's showers there?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's
we have
sick.
Like a full like locker room.
Dang, that's cool.
I need to go take a shower.
Any fights go down in strip clubs? Like women?
Honestly, yeah, I've heard about a lot of fights, but I've literally never worked a night where I actually saw a fight go down.
What are the reasons why they fought?
I've heard like over like who they're dating, drama over like social media, stuff like that. But like
who they're dating?
Yeah.
Damn.
The fuck?
Yeah, like jealousy issues and stuff like that. But like it's weird because I've never seen an actual fight go down in a strip club.
That's crazy.
Have they ever tried to like they try to pull out a gun there?
I've heard stories, but like I've never experienced like a chaotic like violent night like that.
Oh, the okay. only gun I'm pulling out is my dick. That's an overload.
Lord. So I believe in duality and like a balance and everything, and just yeah. everybody has that like a lot of girls who work at the strip club are spiritual, and I feel like the most spiritual people go through like the sex worker industry for some reason. But yeah, honestly, for me personally, like it started becoming a big energy vampire in my life.
What does that mean?
I can could see that.
What is that?
Yeah.
Energy vampire.
Oh, I'm just, it's just started draining me, like.
Oh, like they bite you.
It's like the blood draining me, being my energy, like to where it's like all the time. It was like eat, sleep, breathe, dance, and I didn't have any time for like to pursue any other things in my life. That's like it was just dancing.
I know, bro. Yeah. I told
because,
you.
Because like you get you honestly get addicted to the fast money.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, you do.
Fight. You just want to keep going.
Yeah,
keep
like going even to this day, like I still struggle with
save
like
that money.
Should I go back? Because I get hit up so much by so many different fucking clubs, and then girls who want me to go like dance with them in other like states and places, and I'm just like, it's, there's always temptation there because you know, like how much money you could make. But it's like. I don't know. You just realize it's time to close that chapter. Because you can't, no matter who you are, you can't do that forever.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't.
So it's like sort of you're rebranding yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
A rebirth.
It is. It is.
That's tight.
I'm about to apply though. Do a couple years, get out. Pursue a different genre.
Yeah, how's the male strip club industry?
Oh, I'm not getting in the male industry.
Honestly, I don't know. I've never wanted no offense, men. I've never wanted to go to a male strip club. I only like going to like women's strip clubs.
They got a male strip club?
just the idea of like a ball sack, like flapping back and forth just doesn't do
I didn't
anything
know that.
To
I didn't
or
know
for
that.
Me.
I was applying to a female strip club.
It's like goofy. Like I'd go there if I wanted to laugh. No offense.
They won't hire you. They'll probably teabag you as a.
Offense taken out here.
Yeah.
They'll teabag you as a.
No, because like I don't want to offend like male strippers, but just there's nothing sexy about that to me.
Back on sleep paralysis real quick.
I seriously did. And everyone I've showed it to, they're like, yo, that's creepy. Put that shit away.
What happened?
I don't want to watch it. So it's like it's when I lived on F Street in like these really old houses, and where my bed was, it was up against like this big window. Well, on our Blink camera, you can literally see a big like person-shaped mist like
what?
Leave my bed, like my bedroom window, and like walk to the neighbor's yard, walk through the fence.
What
and
the
Kevin saw that and he's like, did you dream last night? Like, were you? I was like, yeah, I was like, I was dreaming pretty lucidly. He's like, bro, look at this. And I was like, yeah, that's probably me like walking out of my body, just walking downtown chilling.
My mom told me
I do that shit a lot. A lot.
My mom told me that she astral projected once and she like literally like floated all the way over Los Angeles and
yeah.
like was flying and she was like, I got scared because I didn't want to go too far from my body.
Yeah,
because
it's like
going.
That's what I'm always kind of like about. I'm like, what if one day like I get lost or I don't come back?
Yes.
But it's just like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that
it's I've really heard. Fucking fascinating.
That's
sleep
insane.
And dreams. And
you said that happens to you?
Your spirit
yeah,
just leaves your
like,
body and just dips.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
That's what Insidious is about.
I just, and I even can put myself too into like that deep, like trance like sleep.
Yeah.
Where I'll literally start, it's like an acid trip. Like I'll start seeing like rainbows and
what
like distortion
fuck?
Of colors and like things like moving
Tekashi
in and out.
6ix9ine.
Like I don't like need hallucinogenics to like.
To trip
do,
out.
Yeah. That's why I've never
that's
done
so
them
tight.
Because I don't need them like at all.
Yeah.
I feel everybody can do that if they meditate. A lot.
Yeah. It's crazy. I just get sleep paralysis where I wake up. Like, I'm awake. I know I'm awake, but I'm just
stuck.
Like, I'm like how you were saying. Like, there's
Ray's
times.
Like,
there's times.
You don't even get scared.
There's times where I'll know. Like, I'll see. Like, I'll be like, I'll tell myself, like, what the fuck? Like, get up. Like, you're awake.
That's what
and
I tell
I'll
myself.
Be there, like,
but
I'll be seeing shit going down, but, like, I'll be like.
Did you see any, like.
I feel
figures?
Like Ray's so chill. He
yeah,
doesn't
I told
care.
You, bro. That's when I see shit before.
You
that's
see
after
shit
that. That shit changed my mind. Yeah, bro. Like, but like, I know I'm. The thing is, I tell myself like, I know you're awake. So I try to get my. I tell myself to get out of it. I'm just like, get yourself out of it.
Yeah.
I was all like, I was like, you're awake. Just move yourself, and then it'll take a while. Like I'll be like stuck, but then finally I'll be like, and once I feel that tweak, I get up. I'm just, I'm up. I'm like, all right, cool. I was like, I'm going back to sleep. Fuck this.
It only happened once to me.
That shit is crazy, bro.
I
want to. That astral shit sounds crazy, though.
Yeah,
I don't want to do that.
Projecting.
I don't want to do that. I'll probably be gone.
Have you seen Insidious?
I've seen them all.
I want to show you. I want to show you the fucking video on my Mac.
You gotta go see
I
the new Purge.
That shit immediately.
The new Purge
send it to
down. One of my
no,
friends ugly. Didn't even want to look at it. She's like, no, I'm not. I don't want to see it.
Forever. I'm a leader in my own mind. I'm always a leader, never a follower. I always tell myself that. Always
that's leader, good.
Never a follower. Because there'll be people at work that are like Jeremy. They'll be scared to tell their boss something. Me, I'll be like, what the fuck? I'll tell them straight up. I don't give a damn. Like, I don't need this job. I'll get another job. Mm-hmm. That's why with Jeremy, I told Jeremy, I went off on my bosses. Like, I tell my girl all the time, like, she'll let them tell her something. I'll be like, you need to speak up and tell them, like what the fuck? Like, mm-hmm. like, you know, they try to move, like, departments. Like, if I'm moving, I'm getting a different, I'm just keeping my pay. Like, me, when something would go wrong, I'll tell them straight up. I'll be like, I get another fucking job. Like, I don't give a damn about this job. What the fuck? Or when they would tell me to go do something, I'm like, I'm not doing that. I don't want to do that. You shouldn't be saying that. But I'll go home. That's what I said. But no, I try to be. I always tell myself a leader, not a follower. Because in my younger days,
we should all be leaders. In my honestly, younger days, not followers.
In my younger days, I used to be the follower. Like, I used to just do. You know, I used to follow. Like, do what other people do. And then I learned. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I need to do what I want to do. Like,
yeah.
There you go.
A leader, not a follower.
I've always been a weirdo.
Now that's weird. Garrett's a leader, though. You're a leader. You hear that?
Leader of the free world.
A leader, bro. Crazy, crazy.
Well, I think we've pretty much...
Did Tomo podcast?
One more question. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, yeah, well, like, what's
honestly,
your question?
I feel like I've taken melatonin.
Melatonin.
Yeah.
About a knockout?
Yeah. No, like, literally, like, I am such a fucking introvert that, like, this, like, how I feel right now, I feel drained. Like, I feel like I like, so too three. Much human interaction. I must go now. I must go.
I just heard a song
called Melatonin.
It's not a bad
no,
song.
No, I know you feel me on that.
Yeah. Dang.
Like, you feel like you just, like, start to, like, fade. Like,
we were at 2 hours.
Yeah.
Your eye starts twitching and you're like, okay, I gotta go.
It says 5 hours.
Like, I'm the type of person at a party, like, I don't say bye. I just ghost. I just slip out the back door and then I'm just like, oh, I said bye, guys.
Exactly. Like, no, I like so to drunk. Slip away. I like to slip away. I definitely like,
yeah, I'm a
I will
ghost.
Walk away. I'm like,
this is what I said,
and I leave,
bro. That the other day, not the other day, but like, what was it, like a month and a half ago at a birthday dinner? Yeah, I did that, and I hope they don't listen to this, but I was like, oh, my kid's calling, I gotta go, and I just like,
I personally got feel like no one gives a. I personally feel like no one gives a damn when I leave, so I'm hyped. I'm like, fuck it. I'm out.
Dude, I feel like people do care when I leave. They're like, no, come stay. We're going to go to a club after. We're going to do this. Da-da. I'm like,
I want to do all that.
No, I got
to
go.
People low-key don't even know I showed up. They're just like, you were there?
I'm just not an extroverted person. I'm not like a social butterfly.
Even at work around a bunch of people, the people in our OGP department, they're like, dang, Jeremy, I never even see you. You're just off picking all day. Sometimes I never see you. Like, what the
heck? People always ask you, like, what's wrong? Are you okay? I get that so much, and I'm like,
they used to ask me that too.
I'm okay. I'm just zoned out. I'm thinking of other shit right now.
They would ask me that too. I'd be like,
I hate that shit.
I'd be like, I don't want to, like, honestly, but like, I don't want to be here. I'm just here to make my money and leave. I was like, I don't want to be here. I'm just here to get my time in and go.
No, I get that a lot. Like, are you okay? That's are you okay? It's like, fuck, if you ask me that again, I'm going to start questioning if I'm okay.
We ask you this.
He was on a call with his girlfriend.
No.
He was talking to his girlfriend on FaceTime at work.
And like then, how we keep going.
Our boss.
How long is this?
It's 2 hours.
Hold on, let Jeremy tell his story.
Our boss was in there, and she heard Raymond talking to his girl on FaceTime. And then Raymond was like, I think his girl was like, I gotta go. And Raymond was like, all right, you still gonna let me eat your ass later? And then, like, our boss was like, okay, Raymond, we ass eaters.
We ass eaters.
What the fuck?
We ass eaters.
Wait, which boss?
Alicia.
She said that?
Yeah.
She's like, we ass eaters.
Okay.
That's funny.
I'm done.
Oh, hell yeah.
Damn, Walmart manager be eating ass.
And I used to be the Walmart manager, so that makes sense, too. Keep this on the podcast. I used to be Jeremy's boss.
Yeah, mine too.
I fired him.
Oh, I used to be Josh's boss too. the younger. The
he
younger,
wasn't really my boss. The younger. He would tell me to do stuff.
I was supposed to be next up in line.
He'd be like, back your shit, man. Nah, I'm cool.
Yeah, he wouldn't listen, but he was a homie, so I didn't want to write him up. I had the power to write him up.
I wish he did write me
up. I used to tell him, Jeremy, I'll write you up, bro.
He used to get mad. I'd be like, go ahead, bro.
I'm going to write you up, bro. I don't want to do it, but I got to do it.
I ain't tripping.
This is what I used to say.
He used to complain like, bro, I wrote other people up. I can't let you be doing this, bro.
Yeah, I know. I used to tell my girl and him. I used to tell him all the time, like, yeah, like, I'm dating you and I'm friends with you. I was like, but in the workplace, I'm not your friend. I'm not your boyfriend.
I was tripping. I was like, you Raymond, bro. Like, you skateboarding.
I used to tell my girl. I was like, be like, at work, I'm your boss. I'm not about that favoritism. I don't do that. I'm at work, I'm your boss.
Like, bro, I knew you 3 months ago.
If I have a kid with you, I'll write you up. I don't care. No, fuck. Well, because look, why am I going to be favoritism towards one person and then
now your wife is without a job.
Treat the other people like.
That's true.
I'm not firing her though. She's just getting a write up. Nah, I wouldn't have done it either way. But
rents do.
I just have to install it into their mind. You know, I have to install it into their mind.
Still back to this day, bro.
I have to treat everyone the same, bro. Like.
Tired,
I still don't back
to that. I have to treat everyone the same, bro. Otherwise, I'll kind of feel guilty because I'm like, damn, I'm giving this person special treatment, like, just because I know them.
That's
like,
how it should be.
Dang, like,
I don't know.
I'd feel bad, bro, because I'm like, kidding. Damn, like, there's actually good people in here that are good, and I'm letting this person slack off.
I used to be like that.
I used to let some of the workers, like, I used to tell them, like, I don't care, but I would see them stop, talk, like, for, like, 30 minutes, bro, and I'd be like, I gotta get on you, bro. Like,
but I got something.
I used to tell Josh too.
When like at that time, when we worked at Walmart, dude, that job was hella frustrating because like,
still is.
Like half the team would call out and like we would have to pick up everybody's slack.
I would tell them the reason why I get on them is because they don't hear that shit. The managers come to me. They don't ever tell them.
That's why matrix jobs are toxic workplaces because of situations like that.
That's why
none of their employees are fucking happy.
That's why it creates
this fucking little ego power trip war.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't believe in matrix jobs.
That's why I'd be like,
because it just creates animosity. It's gross.
Security
like,
of the shit management.
That's why I would tell you guys.
Like
I would
they
be
work
like,
in fucking high school
like
all the time.
It's like I'm being a dick, but I'm not trying to be.
That's not really how like human bodies
come
are
to me
really
and they tell me what's going on.
You were the worst manager.
Yeah. No, I was trying to
just kidding. Kidding.
Bro,
I think I was the chillest manager. I was talking to a coworker, just like
seeing how their day was.
I only got on you guys
one
when
of the
I
managers was walking by. I was like, come on guys, no water talk. You guys
gotta
keep going. Like all these 30-second little talks add up, and I was
yeah.
like,
"Yeah, they podcast,
like, bro. Like, I can't even say hi to someone. Like, what the
keep the heck? Wife without a job partner.
No, that's how it started to get at Deja Vu, and that's how I was like, "Oh no, this is a strip club. Like, I don't work a normal job because I'm not gonna deal with this shit. Yeah. So goodbye."
And after that,
see
I started
later,
looking at Walmart.
Alligator.
Inspiring Jeremy. All right, before we leave off, how did it come about to where someone was sucking on your feet?
Somebody sucked on
your Oh, this was not even in a dance, brother.
What the fuck?
This was on the fucking floor at Deja Vu.
On the
He said, hey, girl, he didn't say it like that, but he's like, hey, I have a foot fetish. I don't want to go. I don't do lap dances. I like feet. Can I rub your feet and maybe like suck on your big toe and I'll just pay you right here on the floor? I was like, let's go.
What the fuck was everyone else doing? What was everyone else seeing?
Just chilling. Was I? Yeah.
Was the crowd?
Me and Kevin are different. We're not like the average motherfuckers. We're cool motherfuckers.
Was the crowd like going wild for that?
This was honestly, I remember it like it was yesterday. It was like literally like at 7 p.m., like right before, like hours before it would get busy. So it was kind of like the other girls were like leaving and coming in. Management, I think they were like probably in the office or like, I don't know, by the little soda bar. Yeah.
No one was cheering this guy on?
No.
I would have been like.
And I wasn't even wearing like easy shoes for that because I wear boots for like ankle support because like, I don't know.
Yeah, he was sucking on the toe.
And I was like, fuck, my feet are like hella sweaty, probably stinky.
Did you like it?
And he was like, oh, I don't care. And I was like, well, if you don't care, why am I going to fucking care?
That's nasty.
How much did he pay for that?
He paid $60.
Damn.
Is that? Do you think that's good?
Yeah. I got to keep it all. I was like, fuck it, I don't care.
So I just heard recently that
it's like, you're sucking my toe, like, why do I give a fuck? Like, you're the one nasty.
That's like the saying, you're not gay unless, you know, you're not gay if you're
you're sucking my dick, why do I give a fuck?
Yeah, you're not gay if you're the one getting head, but if you give the head, you're gay. So that's like saying Josh and Jeremy right now.
I feel it.
So I mean Garrett.
Whatever you're cool Garrett with, Josh, I agree with. Yeah.
If Garrett's standing up and then Josh is giving him head, Garrett's not gay, but Josh is.
Like,
but if you're allowing that person to give you head, that makes you gay.
If you're watching all this go down,
are you that gay? Makes you.
And then we're just watching this.
Shut up! I've heard you talk about this so many times.
He said, "If you're watching it go down, you're gay."
Looking at it,
and Jeremy's watching.
I left. I'm gone.
So if you're watching
the cycle,
oh Lord!
Hell no! I'm walking now.
Close my eyes. I'll wait 1 minute for it to pass. And
all right, I think we're far.
Honestly, that's like so like PGG rated normal for me. Like, that's like not even wild.
Wait a minute. Getting your feet sucked on?
Yeah.
Wait, okay.
Wait, what the hell?
Has anyone, any of the girl dancers ever like took a shit on the platform?
What the fuck?
Like just by accident.
Took a shit on. Has anybody? Like
while dancing on the floor.
Have they shit
no
on you?
Fucking way.
They shit on the platform.
What?
Wait,
how does that happen?
Took a shit,
like accidentally shit or like.
Oh no! I thought you meant like fucking fall, like broke their ass, like fell. No.
They dropped down, dropped the dude.
But I heard a story on TikTok where this girl literally like sharded shit, like liquid fudged herself on stage. Like I heard a story on TikTok.
They would never let her back.
Just like fart on you.
Yeah, I don't know how that went down.
So what's the
it was a different fucking club. I don't know.
What's the craziest thing that's happened to you?
Squirted? Like,
what's the craziest thing that's happened to me at a strip club?
I mean, you got your foot sucked on.
That's not even crazy.
Well, that's what not is crazy?
But besides the jizz and the pee. What do you even define crazy? Oh, yeah, that's not crazy. That's normal.
But
I think I heard somewhere that the part of the brain that like controls the feet or something is like right next to like your sexual things in your brain, like to where you're, you know what I mean? So it's like it crosses sometimes.
I feel nothing.
People. Like, did they ask for a piece of your skin? I'm like, let me get a piece of your skin.
What the fuck?
I mean, I've had like multiple people offer to like eat me out, like in fucking VIPs for
normal.
Money, but
that's
that's like not fucking crazy. That's pretty normal.
Yeah, I would expect
that's like saying
that's like expected.
Can I take a tooth or something?
I've had many people jizz in their fucking jeans, pants.
That's normal. Yeah,
fucking whatever he wore to the strip club.
Sweatpants.
Sweatpants. That's pretty normal.
Well, wait,
didn't
you already tell us a crazy story? A guy jizzed on your back or something?
He jizzed on your back? I didn't hear that.
No, it got on me.
Oh, oh,
yeah. Damn, that's like
on my fucking back. That's like I asked for. So that's like I was okay with it.
So there's only three strip clubs here in Bakersfield, right?
And I've worked at all of them.
Which one's the best one?
She just went over this.
I would definitely say Exotic Kitties comes in first for like the customer and entertainment. And then Deja Vu second, and then Teaser Pleasers third.
We went to the worst one first.
And right, I'd say
to me, that's Deja the best Vu right now.
Let's go. Wait, I'm wearing shorts again. I'm going to be a creep. Damn.
To me, that was the one I liked.
Every time.
Y'all can go without me.
We need the free
VIP.
Honestly,
I do need to go. I do need to go pick up some outfits from there, though. I've been meaning to go. To the kitty.
What if you walked in as a customer? They'd be like, "Oh, you're here to dance?"
They'd probably say,
"Yeah." They'd be like, "Oh, you gonna work?" And I'd be like, "You know, I'm not gonna work. Like,
I'm here as a
you
customer.
No, I don't work. I don't dance no more. I make money moves."
Damn.
Shit. Cardi B used to be a stripper. You know that?
Yeah, all the greats.
She's crazy. She manifesting some wild shit. She's like, "You don't love me." Like how she pushes all the guys away.
Bands
amazing. She's manifesting some crazy shit. I think. But
I think
we've. This wraps up Tomo.
Wait. Oh, yeah. Don't we got to make that?
Didn't
Tomo have a guest call?
It's too.
We're going to wait.
I mean, I think this is like going to be split in two episodes. I'm going to make it work.
I'm like.
We'll do it next time.
I'm like barely hanging on right now.
I think we're done.
You look dead.
All right.
I know. And I fucking promised the kids I would go swimming after this.
All right, everyone. Well.
I'm going to be floating.
All right. Well, everyone. Thank you. Fuck. All right. All right, everyone. Hold on. I'm trying to like wait until everyone's done. All right.
Wait, I want to hold on. Before we end this, I'm still confused. What did Cardi B say? She said, "You don't love me." What was that? Oh, My brain just finally caught up to that.
All right, real quick. There was like a video of Cardi B.
I need to know.
There's a video of Cardi B explaining how like she's over here telling all these guys and pushing them off like people that she dates, like, "Oh, you don't love me." Like, she's testing the guys, and the guys are like, "Oh, but I do love you." And like, "You don't love me. You're just here for the money and all this shit." And I was just saying that she's basically manifesting all that into reality. Mm-hmm. Like, she's basically going to fall for someone that she's going to love, and then that person not going to be there just for the money.
Oh, I see what you say.
Speaking into existence.
Oh, okay.
Damn, you don't love
I
me.
Should teach like a master class for baby strippers.
You should.
Because I should. There's you a lot of things butt. That I will not say I on the podcast. But
I want to be a stripper.
All right, everyone.
I'll say
well,
it off the record.
Yeah, I don't want to be a stripper. I'm just playing. Cut that out.
All right, everyone. Well, ever the. All
right. Take five.
All right, take six, whatever. All right, everyone. Well,
take
that was
a week
the.
Off.
You better keep this in there.
No.
We've literally tried to say bye so many goddamn times.
We did.
Anybody got anything else to say?
If you want to follow Brielle, in the description, her info will be there.
Follow me, baby.
In the Tomo
follow
podcast.
Me. You don't love me.
Thank you so much for listening. If you made it this far,
watch on YouTube.
Of course they did.
Sign out till next time.
Because I was on here.
Good chow.
All right.
Good podcast.
Sign out till next time.
Tonight,
good night. Signing off. Sayonara. Hasta la vista, baby.
Hasta la vista. So they really jizz on
you? This podcast called You Don't Love Me.
And I jizzed in my pants.